Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has received a delegation of Iranian lawmakers headed by Alaeddin Brojerdi, chairman of the Foreign Policy and National Security Committee. During the meeting, the Syrian president said Damascus is capable of confronting any foreign aggression, just the way it confronts the internal aggression of foreign-backed armed groups in order to restore security throughout the whole country. The senior Iranian parliamentarian also met with the Syrian foreign minister Walid al-Muallim, expressing the support of the Iranian people and government to Syria. Both sides also discussed bilateral cooperation at all levels. The Iranian member of parliament later held a press conference at the end of his visit, stressing that the message of his visit is Iran's rejection of any military attack on Syria.
The first aim of our visit is to support Syria as it is the pillar of the resistance axis. Another aim is to strongly condemn the use of poisonous gases against the Syrian people.
The senior Iranian MP further underlined that the Syrian crisis can only be solved through a political solution and by the Syrians themselves, advising the United States to work for such a solution.
We advise the Americans to work for a political solution instead of playing with fire. The time when governments are changed with violence and force has ended without return. The incapability of the U.S. policy of changing the Syrian leadership has proved that such a policy is a failure.
In response to a question by Press TV about Iran's military support to Syria during such critical times, Brojerdi said a large part of cooperation between Iran and Syria is in the military field, affirming that any military aggression on Syria will affect the Middle East region as a whole, where the biggest loser will be the Zionist entity. The Iranian parliamentary delegation visit comes at a time Syria is threatened to be attacked by the United States and its Western allies, a step that shows the level of support and coordination between both countries at all times. It confirms once again Iran's support to the resistance axis and rejection to any aggression on Syria. Hamad Ali, Press TV, Damascus.